In the meantime, though, when you were little, and your parents were separated, that's when you came and spent the summers with your grandfather.
With my uncle.
Oh, with your uncle. Oh, you came and stayed with your uncle, not with your grandfather.
I tell everybody tonight, one thing about it, if school was out on Friday, my mom would have me on a train on Saturday.
That quickly?
That quickly, get me out of Atlanta to Seneca. Yeah, and I would stay here, you know, biggest portion of the summer.
So you spent several summers of your boy here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because my uncle lived in one block, and I had an aunt that lived in another block. So between the two, I would, you know.
Right. What was the uncle's name that you stayed with?
Dr. Shaw.
Oh, Dr. Sharp, that uncle, right, okay.
And the aunt was, she was a half-sister.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Mariah Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
She lived right around the corner here. And so, Dr. Sharp lived in the house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you stayed with that uncle, Dr. Sharp, and the other aunt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's very good. Back then, to your knowledge, I realize you were a little boy, but can you remember what kinds of jobs were open to black men back then?
No.
Well, of course, your family was not exactly, probably not the run of the norm, because you had a black uncle that was...
I know this was the cotton area,
mm-hmm.
and that was a cotton mill. A lot of black men worked in the cotton mill.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, but... Doesn't that? I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe there were more jobs around Seneca seem to be than other places?
It seemed like there were more jobs. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Because living conditions weren't, you know, too great at that time.
Right. And yet they seem to have jobs here in
mm-hmm.
this area.
Mm-hmm.
What about black women? Do you know of any jobs that they had?
Well, they worked in the kitchen, you know, uh-huh. maids and cooks and whatnot.
Domestic workers,
domestic
you said earlier.
Work, yeah.
Do you know of any way that they could earn, black young people could earn money, like teenagers? Oh, not so much you, but say your father when he was a teenager. Do you know of any way you could earn
idea.
Money? You really don't know, right. And to your knowledge, where did the family shop more in the age of your mother's time? Do you have any
idea? You mean here in Seneca?
Uh-huh.
Oh, downtown.
They did shop downtown. Mm-hmm. There were shops there. Who owned the shop?
Well, there were dry goods stores, grocery stores, furniture stores, and that was about it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And who owned those shops? Were they mostly whites or did
they
some
black? They were
whites.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody I interviewed from Seneca said there was some black-owned cafes or restaurants.
Yeah, cafes and restaurants. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And to your knowledge, that was still going on.
Yeah, it was still going
uh-huh.
on.
But they had shopping right here in Seneca. You didn't have to go elsewhere to Anderson or Greenville.
No, no.
You could shop right there in Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did your family buy for cash or credit, to your knowledge? Say back in the days of their money.
Well, as far as I can remember, I know... my mom used to, you know, get things on credit,
mm-hmm.
furniture and stuff like that.
Yeah, long-term.
Yeah, long-term things.
I think they probably paid cash, though, for other kinds of things.
Groceries and
yeah,
things.
Yeah, right. Did her family, to your knowledge, buy their own clothing, or do they make much of their own?
As far as I know, they bought their clothing because wasn't anybody in the family could sew. I know my mama couldn't sew.
Different families have different talents. Some of the ones I've talked to made all their own clothing,
uh-huh.
but your family, you're pretty sure they bought all theirs.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. And what kind of clothing did they own? Did they have like four clothes and Sunday clothes, or do you know?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Uh-huh. How about food? Your one father was a farmer. Did he raise pretty much all the food that they ate, or did they buy some?
I don't know.
You don't know, because you didn't even know what they raised.
Mm-hmm. No.
So you don't have any idea if he raised everything or not, and what they had to buy. Now, on the other side of the family, the minister, the Watson side, they would have probably bought most of their food.
Yeah, they did.
You said he was a minister, and he didn't raise crops.
Mm-hmm.
But unless he had, did he have a garden around his house or anything to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So they would have really bought everything. Mm-hmm. What about furniture? Was your family into furniture making or that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is any kind of particular furniture that they use that you know of or type that they might have had? Are they, is there any furniture left? Are there any antiques in the family?
My grandmother had some things, but she had a son that was here, and when she died, she was the last one to die. I don't know what he did with
it. Uh-huh. So the son took the furniture.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened to it. Okay.
She had one of these, you know, pump organs. And,
oh, a pump organ.
Yeah,
right.
And we called it Victrola.
Hmm.
But I don't know what happened to it after she died.
So they had several of those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. But you would call it antique now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you have any oak baskets or tools or quilts in the family? Mm-hmm. You said your family wasn't into sewing, so they probably weren't big quilt makers either, right? Mm-hmm. How about the older members of your family? Were they known for any special talents, like musicians or singers or preachers? Well, of course, your grandfather was a preacher. Or craftsmen or needleworkers, were they known for any of those abilities?
Well, than my aunt, and Aunt Leela, she was a seamstress.
Oh, she was.
But now she didn't go to school for that. She just picked it up.
So you did have one person.
Yeah, she lived in Atlanta just about all her life.
She was the aunt that helped take care of you that was the seamstress.
Yeah, But she could do work, and she had her terms, but she didn't know the professional terms for different things, but she could sew just like a professional.
She probably just was gifted with it. Like some people are gifted with music and learn by ear. She just learned by touch.
Because she sews for a lot of them, wealthy white people in and out.
Do you remember hearing any of your family, the older ones, talking about floods or tornadoes or any kind of a disaster? What about illnesses? Do you remember hearing anything about the flu epidemic of 1917 and 1918? Did anybody in your family die of that? You don't know anything about that. Okay. How about World War I? Did anybody in your family serve in World War I? Any of them?
One of my dad's brothers, he didn't say, he was just a cook in Atlanta there in the army camp.
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't in the army. But that's all I know about that.
He was a cook, but not in the army? Mm-hmm. They did that back then? I mean, they actually had people from the FBI come and cook in the army? Oh, I didn't know that. But you would, you know, everybody.
That's what he told me. Now, I don't know.
Yeah. So
that's what he told me.
This would be your father's brother. Okay. So, but as far as serving in World War I and going overseas or anything like that, you don't know of anything.
No.
Okay. What church denomination did your family belong to? Are they all Baptists?
Yeah.
Okay. And which particular church here in Seneca did you attend? Or did they attend?
Ebenezer Baptist.
The one that your grandpa also preached in?
Because that was one of the first, you know, black churches established here.
Mm-hmm. What about Dr. Sharp's family? Were they also at Ebenezer Baptist?
No, they were members of a church in that section called St. Paul. It's down Highway 59.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's between here and 85. I don't know whether you've been that way or not. Church on the left.
I think I have seen it. St. Paul. Now,
Baptist.
Is that Baptist also?
That's Baptist. So they lived behind the church, there, behind the grove of woods.
Okay, so that's the section in which the Sharp family actually lived.
Yeah.
Right near that St. Paul church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But my grandfather was one of the deacons. It's on the cornerstone.
Oh, this would have been Joseph Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the deacons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did anyone in your family ever belong to a different denomination as far as you knew?
Aunt Ella lived in Oklahoma.
Is she the same one that wrote
the Yeah, she's
diary?
The same one who wrote the diary.
Uh-huh.
And her family was members of the Church of God.
Oh.
Church of God. More or less, it was this type that, you know, believed in self-healing and all of that.
Okay.
Because I don't think she ever went to a doctor or anything.
Hmm.
And that's All the others weren't the Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just mentioned she went to Oklahoma. How did she happen to go there? Because of marriage?
Well, because of marriage, yeah.
Married Ulysses Phillips, and uh-huh. they went out there. What was
and I about? Think he was a preacher, too. He was a preacher.
Oh, he went out there to preach.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, you think that's what
he's
took...
He's a minister of the gospel. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, was he a minister of the gospel for this Church of God or for Baptist when he first went out?
Church of God.
The Church of God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As far as I know, my cousins in California are still members of, you know, this church.
Uh-huh.
But now, she left Oklahoma, I guess, after he retired.
Uh-huh.
They went to California because her daughter lives in California. She still has a daughter out in Oklahoma.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up out in the West
yeah.
completely. First
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma and then
California.
Mm-hmm. Now you said she was in Church of God and her husband too. Was there a Church of God here in this area that they had gone to?
No.
Really?
She never lived in this area after she grew up.
You know? Oh, after she grew up mm-hmm. she didn't stay?
No.
Okay, I see. So she met her husband elsewhere from
mm-hmm.
then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When your father was growing up, do you have any idea who the minister of his church was? You know the names of any of the ministers?
My father.
Uh-huh. Or your mother?
My mother was a member of the Avenue.
Do you remember the names of any of her ministers?
Yeah, that was Reverend Hicks. I was listening to a minister somewhere in one of our church histories,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't put my hands on it right now.
Okay.
But there were several ministers. Dr. Starks, who were founded the Seneca Institute, pastor there.
Dr. Stark was one of the pastors.
Yeah, and
okay.
then there was
That's
a Dr. Reverend Clark, and who was back in that time? Dr. Hancock.
Okay.
Those
I've
are some
come
of the
across that name. Yeah.
Those are some of the older
uh-huh.
ministers then.
And of course, at one time, your John Watson,
yeah, John
grandfather
Watson.
was a minister at Ebenezer too. We were talking about him, and you said you didn't think he had any special training. Now these names that you're naming later, do you think they had special training? I said Dr. Starks probably did, didn't he?
Dr. Starks probably did, and
especially with a doctor in front of his name.
Yeah, and Dr. Hancock.
He did.
Those are about the only ones I think actually had, you know,
any particular training.
Mm-hmm.
What about employment besides being a preacher? Did your grandfather do something else besides being a preacher, like was he a farmer or anything?
Because
some were, but none of the ones you knew were. That was their vocation completely,
yes.
right? Okay. To your knowledge, back when they were growing up, what other churches were important in the community then that you remember other than the Baptist Church?
When I'm told that we had an African, an AME church here.
African Methodist Episcopal?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That was
and
important.
It burned.
Oh.
And because St. James was here.
Yeah, St. James is United
Methodist.
Ebenezer.
But other
than that, I don't know if any. So they would have been the churches, one, the AME church that burned, and then St. James.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do any of these churches have cemeteries?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. You're probably too young for this, but do you remember hearing about camp meetings when your mother was young or your father? Did they ever talk about going to camp meetings?
No.
Okay.
But I remember camp meetings in my teenage.
You remember
time.
Your own camp meetings?
I remember
meetings.
My own camp
uh-huh.
meetings.
Uh-huh.
We'd go to Belford Grove camp meeting. And that was one in Pelton and one
uh-huh.
in Central.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They probably weren't much different from the camp meetings
probably
before.
Not.
What time of year were the camp meetings held that you remember?
Mostly in the summertime.
Uh-huh. And were they held, on a weekend or?
Sunday.
On a Sunday. Always held on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how long do these meetings last? Do people ever stay overnight?
No. They would last just all day.
All day thing. So they didn't really camp overnight at that time. Not when you were going to. Uh-huh. Do you remember who led the services?
No.
Okay.
Because I never got into church.
What were you doing at these camp meetings?
Well, at the camp meetings, a lot of the people would just be outside, walking around, talking to friends, eating hot dogs, ice cream.
It was more of a social time for more people than it was a religious time, I guess.
That's true.
For a lot of So there was a lot of selling of food and that kind of thing.
Talking to girls, talking to your girlfriend. Boy.
So it really was a social gathering.
It was, and they were having service in church. We could hear the preaching and singing and all that. We figured most of the old folk would be inside.
Right. So the old folk were inside. Okay. Did either of your parents attend singing conventions, to your knowledge? Did they ever attended those?
No,
Or your grandparents?
No, I don't.
You're not familiar with those? How about singing schools? Have you ever mentioned singing schools? Did they have any favorite songs that you're aware of, or particular kinds of songs that they like to sing? Gospels or hymns or anything?
I don't know.
Okay, that's okay.
I know my mother sang on the senior choir.
She did.
And my uncle, Doc Schaub, sang on the choir, too.
They were strong participants in church and were in choirs. Okay. But as far as whether they attended singing conventions or anything, you never heard them say. Okay. Back when they were going to church, do you know of any kinds of groups that were within church, like any kind of women's groups or men's groups that were held back then in the Baptist church? Did they have missionary societies or anything like that?
I was reading in an old... No. I don't know about that, because this was later time when the missionary society was organized and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
But my mother was living during the time of the missionary organization. She was a missionary. And Dr. Schaub was a deacon. Before that time, I was
And of course, we know your family became more interested in being missionaries because of the Liberian trip. Going on to education, where did you, when you first started school, were you still in Georgia? Did you go to first grade there?
I did. I went to Catholic school for 2 years. My first, I guess, kindergarten, first grade, then we moved to another section of town, and my mother enrolled me in public school. Left.
And when you moved here, where did you go to school here in Southern?
I went to the public school, Oconee County Training School.
Where is that located?
That's over on Perry Hill. Are you familiar with the preschool?
Yes.
Well, that was Oconee County Training School.
It was? Okay. And so that's where you went. And how many grades did you go there? What grades did it go through?
I went two grades, and then my father transferred to Roanoke, Virginia, and I did my 7th and 8th grade there, and then we moved back here, and my uncle put me in Seneca Junior College High School.
Okay, you actually went to Seneca then? Did you graduate from Seneca?
Yeah, high school and 2 years of college.
Oh, wow.
It was Seneca Junior High at that time.
It wasn't called Seneca Institute anymore.
No.
Called Seneca Junior High School.
At the time. I don't mean Seneca Junior High School. That's where I worked.
Yeah.
It was Seneca Junior College.
Yeah, okay. It was called Seneca Institute and Seneca Junior College. So when you attended, you attended what?
I went through high school then.
High school.
And 2 years of college.
And 2 years of college there. That was your... Okay, and where did you go to
Then after my mother died, I went back to Atlanta and stayed with my Aunt Leela, and I went to college there 1 year, Morehouse College.
Oh, you went to Morehouse?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I had a lot of friends here who were going to Benedict, so they wanted me to come on and go to Benedict. I up and wrote Martha and said, I want to go to Benedict next. She said, okay. So I came on home and went to Benedict with my friends, and I graduated from Benedict.
And where is Benedict located?
Benedict is in Columbia.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you went to school at the junior college, and then Morehouse, and then Benedict.
Benedict.
Okay. I'm not going to get too much into your schooling because I think it's, well, I don't know. I will ask a little bit about your grade mm-hmm. school. Did you have to, when you went to school here in Seneca, did you have to have very far to walk to school?
No, because we lived right next door to my grandparents. They lived at the foot of the hill
mm-hmm.
beyond the preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And just a matter of walking up the hill to school.
And how long was the school term back when you were going to school?
Oh, it was usually 9 months.
You were back, you were mm-hmm. at that time. Mm-hmm. And how about each school day? What was the time of the school day?
From 8 to 3, I believe.
Right.
But one thing that they did that I had to get used to, we would, any time it rained, we'd have a rainy day schedule. We'd get out of school at 12 o'clock.
Oh.
See, because most of the kids live in the rural, and a lot of them live in the rural. They had to walk home and all of that. And then, too, we'd get out some days at 1 because of cotton picking time and all that shit.
Right,
okay. Mm. So we enjoyed that rainy day schedule.
I guess so. You probably prayed for rain every day. Then. here in Seneca, do you remember the names of any of the teachers that you had?
Oh, let's see. No, I don't.
Okay, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know where they did they live near the schools, or they live around Seneca, or from other places, or what?
Well, there were a few from Seneca, and then there were some from other places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know of any kind of training that they had?
Well, the most of them had at least a college education.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Where did your parents attend school?
My mother attended Seneca Junior College.
She did.
Mm-hmm. And my father went there, but I don't know whether he's finished college or not.
Mm-hmm. But your mother did finish school?
Yeah.
Where did she finish college?
She just went to Seneca Junior College.
She had 2 years mm-hmm. there, though. That's good. Okay. And do you know anything about was her grade school done here in this area, too?
Yes, because that was a school right, the high school was right, the grammar school was right across the street there.
She went to the same grammar school that Miss Alice Gassaway went to,
so.
Right?
No, Miss Alice Gassaway said, I believe she said my mother taught her. I don't know.
She may have.
I don't know. I don't think they were schoolmates.
I didn't mean they were schoolmates, but they both went to the school that was across the street.
That's
here.
What I'm thinking.
We're on Pine Street.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Gassaway told me she went to school across the street
mm-hmm.
on Pine, a mm-hmm. little grade school she went to.
Mm-hmm.
And you think your mother went to that same school?
I think my mother must
school.
Have gone to the same school.
Oh, for goodness mm-hmm. sake.
Because I don't know, for some reason, we never discussed her education.
Mm-hmm. What about your father? Where did he go to school?
He went to Seneca Junior, Seneca Institute.
Right,
that
but how about when he was younger then? I mean, do you know where his elementary schooling was, or his junior high, anything mm-hmm. like that?
I don't know.
Okay. But you just know later he went to the mm-hmm. institute, went to junior
mm-hmm.
college. How about your grandparents? Do you have any idea where
no.
Joseph Sharp or
no, Evelyn? No, I have no idea.
You don't know where they went to grade school or how much schooling
no.
they had. Did they go through all the way through high school?
I don't know.
You don't know. And so you don't know how much college they had or anything like that. Okay. Do you remember or do you have any idea who the first person in your family was to attend college? You don't know which one that might have been because you had several that did, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who were the ones that went to college?
Doc Sharp
uh-huh.
and Boston Sharp. And I don't know about any of the rest. I know they went because Boston was a pharmacist.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Shaw was a medical doctor.
Right.
And I don't know about the rest of them.
But, Ella was a teacher, though.
She probably went to junior college.
Went to the junior college.
Mm-hmm.
So several of them probably went to the junior college,
yeah.
but maybe didn't go on,
mm-hmm.
like your
mm-hmm.
Uncle Boston or your
mm-hmm.
Uncle Brian,
mm-hmm.
who were medical
mm-hmm.
doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think possibly those two were the first ones to graduate then from college? They would be?
I think so.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the only graduates
mm-hmm.
that first branch was anyway. When your parents were small, did they have books at home that you know that they're bringing? You don't bet you don't know, sure. Or magazines or newspapers. Right. Did they ever talk about Black history back then that you know of? Right. Or read about Black authors or anything? Okay. Did you hear any differences back when they were small? White schools might have been different from the Black schools, like length of time, school year. Never discussed that either. Okay. Do you remember any educational groups or organizations that your grandparents might have belonged to? All right. What kind of organizations did your older relatives belong to? Were there any fraternal or burial societies or sewing clubs? They belonged to any of those kinds of things? Okay. Do you know if any members of your family voted in the 19th century? Do you have any idea about their voting record?
No.
Okay. Did they ever talk about voting? Did anybody mention it? Do you have any idea who the first member of your family was to vote? Okay. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War? You don't know, but you had a feeling, didn't you, about the Sharps that they were?
Yeah.
That they were?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why you think that, or no. What basis?
I just had that feeling.
You knew that you're pretty sure that John Watson, your grandfather, was a slave.
He was a slave.
But I know when we talked earlier, you seemed to feel that the Sharps were freeborn maybe earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wouldn't know of any differences between those who have been slaves and those who were free persons because you didn't even, you hadn't heard that yet. Okay. Did any of your older relatives tell you anything about the way white people treated blacks or anything like that? Was that ever discussed? How about warning you about white people? Was that something that was part of their heritage or your father's? Okay. Did you ever remember hearing about them talk about lynchings when they were growing up or anything like that? Okay. How about the law? Did they ever mention how black people were treated by the law when they were young? Okay. How about married couples in your family and how they treated each other? Not so much your parents, but can you remember how your grandparents interacted as far as was one person the boss or were the relationships equal? Can you remember anything like that?
In my grandparents at the time that I spent with them, it seemed like granddaddy was the boss of the family. But he would make all the suggestions and she would just, follow his suggestions.
Right. He pretty much seemed to make the suggestions
and decisions. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever hear, I get that pretty strongly from the Liberian incident. Mm-hmm. It sounds like he pretty much had made up his mind. Although you did mention that your grandmother was very interested in teaching.
Yeah.
It sounded like she had ideas on this too.
Mm-hmm.
Good ideas on this. Did you ever hear about your older relatives talking about black women who had relationships with white men or anything like that? Or how they felt about that? Was that something
that
was discussed?
No, because as far as I know, my grandfather was white. And my grandmother was an Indian.
Oh, are you talking about Joseph Sharp was white?
Mm-hmm.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so you had a white grandfather.
Grandfather.
And Evelina was Indian? Mm-hmm. What kind of Indian? Where was she from?
I don't know.
Was she Cherokee? Or?
That's just what I, was
That's
told.
That's what you've been told.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he was white, so and she was Indian, then where, I guess the next obvious question is, where does the black come in? Excuse me.
I don't know. That's how I
have to put that. I hope that doesn't sound terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just, the heritage, there had to be some
black, I know what I'm saying.
Of course it would be from your, it wouldn't be from your Watson, your Watson family obviously was, but I was thinking about your mother, Lily Sharp, if she was, and Dr. Sharp also, they were always considered black about the people
they are,
here. So it must be some background into that.
Probably
but you don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
And, of course, your mother married your father, who was obviously a Negro, and Dr. Sharp probably married a Negro woman.
She did.
So,
all of the children married Negroes.
Uh-huh. Right.
As far as I know.
Right. Okay. But, okay, so we were talking about that background, and you feel that even though you're saying he's white and she was Indian, that there must have been some black of some color in there somewhere, which makes sense, which is understandable. Did you ever hear anything about mulattoes, you know, people of really light skin being treated differently from any blacks?
No.
Or, how were Indians treated? Now, you say your grandmother was Indian.
I don't know. That's as far as I can go, you know.
Right. Uh-huh. And we looked at the picture, and we think she was Indian, but she looks very...
She looks very...
Her features and all.
She probably had maybe... She's probably mixed with black and Indian.
Must be, because she certainly looks like in the picture. She's a, you know, an attractive woman, but you can see the color. I mean, you can see this mixed blood, not all Indian. At least that's the way it looks to me, but I'm not good at that sort of thing. When your parents were young, or your grandparents, did they go very often to Greenville or Anderson, to, as far as you know? I mean, would they did they pretty much do things here in Seneca, or did they travel there for things? Or what would be the nature of those trips?
I think they pretty much did things here in Seneca.
Uh-huh. I just wondered if there were more opportunities for bus in that area than...
Mm-hmm.
But your family seemed to find everything they needed
right here.
Right
here, yeah.
Okay. What about celebrations that were held back then? Do you know of celebrations or parades?